I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Clouds of tear gas surround protesters in Lebanon now. Over the weekend, the demonstrations, which had been largely peaceful, took a turn. Then Tuesday, a video inflamed sectarian tensions and led to a plea for calm from the interim government. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says, even as the crackdown continues, belief for a better Lebanon builds.
Even though the politicians are still hanging on to their positions of power, the general public has gained a hope that things could change. And that hope has to be invested somewhere.
So here's what we can do. Be
praying that the church in Lebanon, even though it's a small minority, that they would have hope that they can go out there into the protests and into society and be the ambassadors of God for these people.
And even though Christianity began in the Middle East, seminaries are few and far between. That's why the Program for Theological Education by Extension exists. PTEE offers theological education online and in small group programs, equipping Arab Christians in the Middle East and beyond. With the new executive director at the helm, PTEE is expanding its reach in 2020. Newly appointed Victor Sadek says he wants to help Christian leaders in North Africa. He also wants to incorporate spiritual care for refugees in PTEE's training.
In the last 5 years, a lot of people left Iraq and left Syria, went to Europe, went to Arab countries like Lebanon, like Jordan. And our concern as a program is really to try to reach this groups.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.